say that again.
We made it.
One more time.
Nigga, we made it.
Welcome to another episode of Ancient Sweet Podcast. You know, before we get started, let's just do a quick check-in. Dadon, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good, living life, ready for this 2021.
What about you?
Sleepy, but I'm feeling positive.
No, I'm really sleepy, though. Unlike these two, I today had to work on the new year while everybody else stayed at home and slept all goddamn day.
I mean, listen.
Listen. And I gotta work tomorrow.
I don't.
Yeah. Why they still gonna be sleeping in?
Yeah, nigga, off this whole weekend.
Exactly. I'm in my feelings.
Hi, it's Leela B, and I'm here to report the hot topic of the week. Let's get into this new stimulus package deal. So, money is finally going out to people in need. It's not much, but it's something.
I ain't get mine.
Some is better than nothing. You know, I got stimulated this morning. Run me my $600. A few facts about the new stimulus package. Everyone who was qualified for the first stimulus package, they will get a second one. Stimulus checks will not be garnished for those who are behind in a child support.
Y'all finally getting y'all money back.
So, if you ain't get that stimulus last time they gave...
Run me my stimmy, I need everything.
They gave one out. Y'all be getting y'all's this time for the
y'all
niggas.
Y'all deadbeat daddies.
For the niggas who filed their taxes. Why niggas don't be filing their taxes?
Yeah, I don't
because ain't no child support coming for that.
Right. So, those who are receiving unemployment will receive an additional $300 a week on top.
Me and my nigga trying to
on top of what they already getting from their jobs or whatnot. So you would get an additional $300 a week. So that's $1,200 a month up until March.
How long can that work though? Because what if I quit tomorrow?
I don't even know the process of filing.
How you get fired this quick?
But people is making more money staying at home than going to work. So
right, should have been stay at home mom.
Exactly. Also, billions of dollars is going back into the school system so we can get these kids back into schools. Billions of dollars is also going out to help renters and landlords who are behind in rent or mortgages. Money is going to the post office and airlines. Money is also going out to small businesses and I guess regular businesses. So PPP, whatever that shit is called. But I do want to say this. I am not in no shape or form a Trump supporter, but Trump has been advocating for more money for the longest. Mm-hmm. It was Nancy old ass.
Money.
It was Nancy Pelosi old ass and Mitch McConnell going back and forth this whole time, and that's the reason why we waited so long for this weak ass $600.
Oh, don't call it weak. Okay. We ain't get ours okay. Yet. She got hers. She gonna get hers and call it weak.
Oh, listen, cause I woulda liked that $1,200.
Yeah.
And then $1,200. My kid get that $600.
What did nigga say on next Friday? He said, I know I was the type of nigga that said when I get some money, I'm gonna leave the hood. Once I got my check, bitch, I was gone.
Man. Oh God. So I know y'all also been hearing about a potential third stimulus, but Mitch McConnell old ass been shutting it down. It was supposed to be an additional $2,000 for adults and then $6,000 for the kids. But we don't know. We're going to have to keep posted on these stimulus package. But if y'all need more information about these stimulus packages, head on to YouTube University. That's where I got all my information from.
All that shit.
Oh, shit, like me, right? What's up, God, man? Corleone to Don Corleone. I wanted to know, what is your ancient moment of 2020? And what's your most proud moment of 2020? So, tap in.
Tap in.
We gonna start with that girl walking.
Tap in. I don't know the words. I just like to say like I know. So my ain't shit moment. Y'all, let me tell y'all about some shit real quick. I was in this relationship, right?
What?
Yeah. And, so about this. You know, you be in a relationship for a long time with somebody and y'all have kids, y'all been together a while, y'all live together, and you know, not everything always seems the way that it is or the way that we think things are going to go. I mean, everybody, y'all listeners, y'all know everybody has their, you know, small relationship issues, or not everyone is perfect. And I just feel like at times some people like separate.
Yeah.
And they fall apart and can't keep it together. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So yeah, and that's what happened in mine. And so you know, earlier in 2020, a man asked me to marry him. And they can say I ain't shit, and sometimes I ain't, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because I'm like, I ain't gonna be shit anyway. I said no. And people think like, oh, why would you say no? Like, every girl wants to get married. Yeah, every girl wants to be married. But I want to be married to the right person. And so that's my ain't shit moment, just telling somebody no. But it's also like my proudest moment, because me as being a mom and a single mother who takes a damn good care of her child's quotes unquote big girl walking said it. That's my proud moment, like taking care of my son and doing it on my own. Not saying I'm just doing it on my own, because I have, you know, the support of my family. Thank God, like, my family is my biggest support system. They help me all the time with my son. But just being a single mother and being able to, you know, I work, I take care of him, I make sure he is taken care of 110%. Like, that's my proud moment. My son is my proud moment of 2020, and us just, you know, moving forward. What about you? Lila, what's your...
Well, my anxious moment of 2020 is not really an anxious moment, but this is the only one I can think of, is ending friendships with people who I just didn't feel the need, who fit in my life anymore.
That part.
There comes a time.
Well.
There comes a time in life. When you headed on a path and everybody can't come with you.
God is good.
Everybody mindset ain't there. So I had to leave some of them motherfuckers in 2020.
Preach now.
As well as family. You got, I mean, some people just, you know, you can't take everybody with you on the journey you trying to partake in.
Can't go, ho.
So I still love y'all from a distance, though.
Ball head bitch.
But I ain't fucking with you in 2021. my most proudest moment of 2020 is I signed back up for school. So I'm doing online schooling, of course, because I can't do in class. But I'm going to school for early childhood administration to receive my bachelor's degree. Another proud moment is I coordinated and decorated my first wedding this year. Thank you.
Plug. What's your plug, girl?
Follow That Girl Creative LLC on Instagram. But yeah, I hosted, well, I decorated and coordinated and technically planned an entire wedding this year. I know I've been saying for years I want to do a wedding. I wanted to do like baby showers, bridal showers.
You're always going to be single. You might as well do
birthday parties. Exactly. So that was my ain't shit and my most proudest moment. Oh, wait, one more thing. I made Dean list. I've been making straight A's from January, all 2020 straight A's. I made Dean list with a 3.99, baby.
Fine.
Right.
Good hair.
Good hair. Okay, y'all? Good head.
She got brains. Your body.
Mm-hmm. On you,
Don,
what's your ain't shit moment of 2020?
Man, me and my niggas, we trying to fuck. my ancient moment. Being me. being honest, being upfront. You never know all the words.
That was Britney Spears.
That's why y'all know that shit, because it's Britney Spears.
Oh,
but toxic shit, isn't toxic, not me, so I don't know. Don't listen to that shit. But ain't shit moment.
The lies.
It's just shit, me being me. Motherfuckers be Man, you never know what motherfuckers be wanting. A motherfucker asks for honesty, you give them honesty, they can't take it. Mm-hmm. So that shit be just like, oh, that's when you turn into you ain't shit type of shit. So, so I guess that's probably my most ain't shit moment of 2020.
But you ain't shit, though.
I am the shit.
But you
get it? I am. They said it's tequila.
You know what? What's another ain't shit moment? And y'all ain't even want to talk about it. Fucking COVID-19. Let me tell y'all about this shit. Yeah. COVID has canceled everybody's plans in the motherfucking 20 but of
COVID
20.
COVID always turn niggas up.
Listen, I made the most money during COVID season, okay? But
I'm talking about the whole fuckery of COVID. Hey, it ain't about... Now I'm saying no. It's always about the money. Mm-hmm. But it's just like trips got canceled, true. Things that you...
Well, this COVID know, helped niggas tap trips. In with self.
True.
Yeah, like, it helped me tap in with self a lot.
But I lost money. I had shit canceled.
I lost a little bit. Not a lot,
bit. Yeah, Trump gave it back, though. So.
Donald.
Thanking Donald for that.
Proud moment. Proud moment of 2020. Accepting things I cannot change, like things I have no power of. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not in my power to change it, like I won't force it, won't fight it. I just do me. It come out being bad too. I'm so quick to like let go of shit that's not good for me. Like, I just be like, it may sound a little selfish, but as soon as I just see it ain't going my way, I be like, fuck it. Like, I don't need you at the end of the day. I just need my kids. So I just look at life like that, and I just move forward like that. So it's just, you know, me conquering that shit and just becoming better with that. That's probably like my most proud moment of 2020.
I got another proud moment.
Speak up then.
Because she thick. I want all of them. No, like for real though. Like my other proud moment. Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
How you forget about this?
I know. Like how you forget about self? Self forget about self. Shop thick. So I am a very thick girl, and I've always wanted to. The hate. No, but, like, speaking on, like, true stuff, like, girls my size, they don't always get the praise they're supposed to. And I felt like it was my duty. Duty. Mm-hmm. Every time I think of duty. It was my duty. They are, if y'all could really see them right now, they get on my nerves. But,
Because we probably eat Skittles with chocolate.
Let me tell y'all.
She got this shit.
Let me tell y'all.
One more Skittle.
It's this chocolate that I had. It was so good. And I love the Wildberry Skittles. And together, they hit.
They made matrimony, huh?
Yes, they hit.
You open it. It sounds like Trey Songz in the bag.
No, it's just so good. You want to try it, though?
No, I do not.
Okay. But back to what I was talking about before I was really interrupted. I just wanted to have another platform for girls. Like, just for body positivity and to be comfortable in the skin you're in. I've constantly had problems with, like, my weight and my size, and I'm actually comfortable. I've never been insecure or anything. It's just being comfortable in your skin. Mm-hmm. And so for this and me to have this brand Shop Thick, you know, check us out on Instagram.
Gotta be too something to do something.
Gotta be too something to do something, baby.
I'm too even right now. you can't get with it. So yeah, check us out, Shop Thick. I have a lot of things out there, more to come. You
niggas
know, 2021.
Huh? Niggas gotta create a slogan for that shit.
I don't even know. Yeah. That's coming.
We gotta do something.
Right, we're gonna keep that one. But yeah,
bitch, come to Shop Thick.
another proud moment.
Hey, Bobby just choked on the skin.
Corona's over. Offset the whip, cause I got a thing.
Hey, man, that's one of my most proud moments of 2020. That's my single, my song, Don Corleone, Third Gen, Tap Into It. 2020, then really, like, turned up on me. I done tapped in into some shit that I love and, like, just start taking it serious and shit taking off. All good vibes, positive vibe. I am a vibe. Like, on all platforms, my shit on there. Fuck with me. Tap in.
So let me tell y'all about So last night, everybody is in quarantine or the COVID-19 shutdown. So what curfew is that? 10? So, you know, everybody want to do small groups and things. And so last night we was all at Leela's, hanging out, whatever. I had a really good time. I was looking real cute. Check my Instagram out because this was posting them pictures. They're going to be gone by the time y'all hear this anyway.
You gonna delete them off?
No, I ain't delete. I mean, they on my story.
They on my page.
But if y'all want to hear this or see this, I will personally, post it on my Instagram.
No. What song was that?
Girl, let me find it. About you. No, that wasn't it. She was really singing. And I gotta find it.
I've been thinking about you. Do you think about... It was that song.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, or was it Tamar?
It was Tamar. Y'all, she sang a hot... mess.
Why you got the face of a hot mess? Why are you doing the hot mess face?
Because that's how she sounded.
Play it. Let it play.
Is
that T-Mobile?
Oh, it was.
It was Frank Ocean.
Dang, y'all. I'm going to have to put this on my IG because...
I can't tell the difference. She sounds just like him.
Don't lie.
Y'all tried it. She sounds horrible.
When I'm singing with the song... I hit the same
You
notes.
Sound like it, but when you not singing with the song, you sound horrible.
In the shower, I sound amazing.
They don't hear you.
Man, y'all see?
I hear her.
In the shower, we sound amazing.
No.
Man, my nigga tears. It's in my story. Me. Did y'all see the Mary J. Blige shit I posted?
Yeah. Was you just posted that with a real person?
No, it's my nigga tears. It's what school with me. Man, fucking it up.
What?
Man.
She was getting her Mary out.
Oh, God. Go, Mary. Go, Mary.
Not with the dick, though.
Yeah.
She
forgot
that she
got
the kicks.
You know she did.
She stuffed her shoes.
Man, like, did it on 10, though. That's how niggas walking in this 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Got to
look.
They're gonna kick.
Oh, God. That shit,
that
shit had me dead, man. Shout out to Tia turning up, though. That was some good shit. Mm-mm. I had to tag Mary in that shit so she could see that shit. Man, Mary is like whooping ass on that
power.
I've never seen it.
It's to the point, like, I'm forgetting that she's an R&B singer.
I've never seen Power itself.
What?
And I've never seen The Notebook.
Listen, y'all go back to that. Get the fuck out, go to the Heights. Wait, move y'all, get out of here.
But he swear.
Get out of here.
We want to be from Night.
Hold on, what is it called? Power, The Notebook? What is it called?
Power Book.
Yeah.
Or Book of Power, some shit like that.
Yeah, see, I don't keep up. I don't really watch TV, though. I don't watch a lot of TV. If I do, it'd be like some girly shit or me just watching YouTube learning some shit.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, dude.
I heard it was good as fuck.
I mean, I'm cool on watching it. Ghost dead already, so I don't
know. Yeah, that's alright with me, too.
But then it's a completely different storyline from...
Yeah. Low-key.
They still fighting.
Yeah, they still fighting.
Fighting each other.
Tyree damn near turning into Ghost, for real.
Mary look good, though.
Yeah, Mary always... Like, she don't look her age at all.
No, Mary cold.
That's what's black don't crack.
Mary look good.
Especially take care of it.
Unless you a crackhead.
Hey, yeah. Mary like 50, though, right?
Yeah, some shit
she
like that.
She's 50.
Yeah, but as long as you take care of yourself,
And you know what? That's what I want to do too. Remember last year I had started like not eating no meat and I was like juicing and just fruits and vegetables. That's what I'm trying to get back into this year too. Did you look at that video I told you to look at, Claudia?
No, I never went to it.
So is that your New Year's resolution? Going back to Ian.
Oh yeah, it's happening to. Hey, we about to our New Year's resolution, right? For 2021.
Is that your New Year's resolution?
I mean, it's a part of it. Like,
or
I
that you trying to make it just the lifestyle.
I do just want to make it a lifestyle that I need to eat cleaner. I need to do more self care.
What you do? Don't eat clean?
I don't feel like I do. Like, I feel like I need to eat more fruits and vegetables and drink more water because my energy be low, and I know it's because of what I'm putting into my body.
Okay.
So, I just want to be.
She ignorant because she gonna send. So y'all, Claudia Jordan had this post on her page.
I am like a
gross person. I do not like certain things. I don't want to see people exposed stuff. She took it upon herself to straight, like, normally she's like, girl, I'm about to send you something if I can at least get the heads up. What did she do? Watch that shit. She sent the most trifling thing.
I just told y'all go look at it.
It's the same thing. You need to give a heads up before you send stuff to people. Claudia Jordan put this post up about meat. And I'm sorry, but sometimes when you see these posts about different foods and stuff, it grosses you out. It make you not want to eat meat for like a good year or so, but y'all know y'all still do.
Where is that?
Lisa's still eating that meat.
She ran to that bitch off.
But it was just on there last night when I texted you and was like, go look at it. No, I really want to stop eating the meat. Like, after I seen this video, y'all, I couldn't even go in the grocery store and look at roast beef and steaks the same.
Yeah, I don't eat that, though.
You don't eat roast beef or steaks?
Most of my meat I eat is only seafood.
See, and even if I was to start out to be a pescatarian, that's cool, too. But I really just want to just pay attention to what I'm eating.
Yeah, most of my shit, man, I have, like, man, I probably got, like, hella salmon in the freezer.
You watching the video.
So, Donna's watching the video. If y'all haven't seen it, it's a video on Claudia Jordan's page, and she got some meat that looked fucking nasty. I was itching for, like, a whole hour.
It was jumping and shit. Like, it was gross.
What is it, steak?
It looked like a roast. It was so crazy. Oh, yeah, I used to work in the meat department, so you know I know my cuts of my meats. It was some type of roast, and that's the roast that you could slice down. Ooh wee! That's the type of meat you could slice down into some steaks. So you watched it?
Yeah.
It didn't make you feel away?
No, I don't eat that shit.
but just the look of it.
No, I didn't see motherfucking like sushi still move. But I didn't see. It's just like,
and see, I don't eat either. So
if you can still eat pussy after a girl have a baby, it's like, what else can you?
That's different from us. We had C-sections.
Yeah,
so ain't no baby come out of this.
Yeah, all right, but that just come. Nah. So it's just like, cause that when I seen the baby come out of coochie, it took me forever.
Oh,
eating
wait, meat. I did see my little cousin born, but it did not gross me out as much as I thought.
Man,
I was into it like. Oh shit, like, and then the head popped out, and that was like, that was on my bucket list for a very long time, was to see a baby be born. I wasn't grossed out, but I can understand from your perspective.
I was like, oh no, this ain't that. It's like, you don't give me head no more. Yeah, I know.
Bye.
I was like, I'm not about to get
it. It snaps back.
It just took the fact that I just seen like
something come out of there.
Yeah,
so that's comparison to meat too.
I seen blood clogs, all types. I seen it all. I was like, nah.
So that's comparable to meat.
It's trifling like that. So it was just like,
really?
I was just like, I just seen all, the whole tile, everything, blood, every fucking way. No, just Fifi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you know, we get a C-section. They pull it out the bladder. They scooting this out the way and scooting that out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was passed out. I don't remember.
See,
that.
So I passed out after the fact. I was still up when they was cutting, and I felt the pressure, like a motherfucker.
Yeah. We had Logan. She tried to hop off the table where her stomach was open. Really? I had like the suction. Like I was sitting there with the suction thing in her mouth, because she was throwing the fuck up, and I had to like keep
that shit
doing
ain't
shit
no
in her
hoe.
Mouth.
That shit ain't no hoe.
And she was like, I want some water. They was like, you can't handle water. Your stomach open. Like, you about to drink some water. Yeah, they was like, you can't. She was like, water. I'm like, she's dying.
See.
Walking dead.
If I ever have another kid, I'm a pool baby.
Ew.
Pool baby. That's
trifling.
And I be watching.
I like that.
I've been watching a lot of like people who are vegan and believe in the whole natural birth and thing like that, and they have a doula and all that.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. Like,
it's just like a midwife, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, if I could have a midwife, I would get Lizzo.
You want Lizzo be your midwife?
Oh God!
Why Lizzo?
She's rotting. God be too something to do something. Oh, God. Like, it, the vibe, the energy would just be on
10
in that bitch. Oh, God.
We done went totally off fucking subject.
Hey, cool. So, okay. Well, what was the question?
I asked, was that your New Year's resolution?
No, okay. So, I didn't set no goals or anything for New Year's. What I want to say is I just want to be more consistent. And being consistent and, like, meditating, being consistent and whatever it is I need to do to be the best version of myself. So that's what I'm walking into this new year with. I don't have no goals, just to be consistent. Do what I gotta do to be a better me. That's it.
What's up, Thick?
I don't know. I don't really. So my thing about New Year's resolutions, I'm going to be like on December 31st, like, I want this, and that. January 1st hit. you still got that same mentality. Like, you still got that same mentality. Like, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds, which I do need to do. But after the 1st, it's like the 15th, and then it's like the 30th. And that whole month has went by. And everything you set as a goal for the new year, you never get it done. And so this year, I'm not going to have any, you know, real resolutions. I'm going to focus on Bobby. I'm going to focus on Thick. I'm going to focus on my son, my family. So maybe I'll say that. I do, like, me and my family are close. We're very close. But I just want us to be, you know, just, not closer.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm
we're close. I don't say like
they like peanut butter and jelly. Like,
yeah, we
ice
like
cream.
Listen, I just came from my grandma's house. When I leave, I'm going back to my grandma's house. Like, we see each other all the time.
But that's a good thing though.
My grandmother is all we have, and we're all each other have, and so I think I'm just going to more so focus on just, like, me and my family and bettering that. That's about it for me. Because, I mean, I do need to lose a couple pounds.
That part.
But if it come, it come. If it don't, I still look good. So, I ain't really focusing on that too much.
I just want to clean up my eating. I feel like if I stay consistent with cleaning up my eating and being more active, then what I want to see will start to happen. So it's all about me doing the work. I want to add one more thing. Going into the new year, one of my, I guess, a resolution is to not be so hard on myself. I'm extremely hard on myself. I always feel like I gotta go. And I just want to, I don't know, I guess live more in the moment and stop overworking myself. I'm going to just get this clinic 5 days of my life a week.
Yeah,
and that's it. I'm overworking these 6 days a week. And I was listening to Jill Scott podcast. She had a Raw's podcast. And they was talking about her and this chocolate.
That's the Willy Wonka
Focus on y'all.
She was talking about, like, not overworking yourself, especially for these 9-to-5s. They're like, because we are overworking ourselves for a fucking paycheck when we could be overworking ourselves
in our own businesses.
Exactly.
Like, we're all entrepreneurs and creators in every shape and form. And it is really hard, especially when you're starting off, like, new.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting the support that you need. And so you still have to, like, you get that support, but you feel like you're still not getting enough support. Or you feel like you still want to do more. And even for us to do more, I mean, where the funds coming from? You guys still go to work. And so I still work my 9 to 5 or 3 to 12 or 7 to 4:30, whatever schedule I'm on. But yeah, like I completely understand that. I do not want to work. I do not want to work forever.
I don't see myself working for nobody.
Everything is like the system fuck you over. Yeah. I told this before. Like you be working a job, they give you 30 an hour. They give you that because they sell them for that. If they give you 30 hours, they really can give you way more than that. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just giving you what, like, this. They never going to put you before them. Mm-hmm. So, whatever the fuck they give you is still going to be a low minimum to what the fuck they make and what they can actually give you. It would never be the money that they know they can give you.
Exactly.
Like, so, that shit always fuck with me. Like, I don't be...
So, maybe a New Year's resolution for the three of us, like, just, you know, in general, is to really figure out more ways to better our businesses so our income can increase more.
Yeah.
So we can leave our 9 to 5s.
Facts. I mean, I'm giving my 9 to 5 about 2 more years. I'll be graduating from school in 2022. So I'm trying to have shit lined up to, like, by the time I finish with school, I've been already did what I had to do with the county. I'll be already looking at homes so I could purchase a home and live upstairs, put my daycare on the first floor. So, yeah. Ain't nobody on there working on 9 to 5
mm-hmm.
shit.
I told my manager recently.
You told your manager?
Yeah. Okay. And he also congratulating me. Or, yeah. Like, when he been paying attention, this nigga, he's Arabic. And he pays attention to my music. I come in there, he's like, man, I seen your video. It was so nice. This and that. And he's like, really, like, be on me about that shit. Like, wish me luck. I'm like, listen, this is my last year working for y'all. Yeah.
That's because other people working. See potential
you
in
know what
you.
We could be doing with those 8 hours? 8 hours being at work, I'll be at work for 8 hours on my phone looking at some different creative shit or something else I can add to my business. Or shit, interacting with customers for 8 hours. Like, mm-hmm. That shit is ghetto. Yeah. I'm overworking.
Oh, I'm about to whoop somebody ass.
All right, Jadon. What's your New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution. Like I said, I really didn't, I didn't really do it how I, like, used to before. Like, in the past, a nigga be like, oh, yeah, 2020 or 2019, I'm coming like this and that. I did not do that shit at all. 2020, it did not come to my head at all not one time. Like, I'm in tune with the way I'm moving. I like the way my life is going. My health, I'm at peace with that. Like, I don't eat bad. Like, I don't work out as much as I used to. But that's just, like, mm-hmm. just with the COVID shit and lockdown. Like, I don't hoop as much as I used to. Niggas used to hoop every day. Off of work, go straight to the gym and hoop. It just be like, I ain't... It, like, nigga, I ain't about to hoop with no fucking mask on my face. Like, the fuck?
Man.
I'm gonna pass the fuck out. Like, it just ain't... I ain't as active as I used to be, so I want to get back into that. And then, like, I don't like, I really don't like working out at gyms. Like, I used to, like, tap in, like, on some, like, in my backyard, jump rope, sweat bag, boxing.
I like the environment.
I don't like, I'd rather go running through a trail than running on a treadmill.
Now that's boring.
Yeah, that treadmill shit, I don't like that.
No, that's safe.
No, I don't like treadmill. It's boring.
I'm scared of animals.
To sit there and run on a treadmill for 30 minutes is boring as fuck.
Oh, God, let me go outside. Let me go do some shit.
Don't get distracted.
Like,
you're going to butt your ass on that thing, too.
Like, I don't really care for it. I don't care for that.
That part.
I don't like that shit. So
I think I like
the
gym, though.
I like the classes. I like the classes. Like the workout classes. And they play some turn-up music or whatnot. I like the classes more so than, okay, I'm about to be on this treadmill for 30 minutes just so I can burn some calories.
I didn't, when I was, before I moved to this house, and I was staying at the other house, and it was like in the summertime, I had all my shit outside, and I dropped like 18, 20 pounds quick as fuck. Mm-hmm. I was jump roping and shadow boxing every day after work. Then I do my squats, do all my shit, hit the weights, the cardio. Like, it was just like my motivation was me. Just, mm-hmm. I go outside, play my music, and I just tap in. I get like a strong ass 45 minutes, an hour in. But I make sure it's intense and shit. That was it. Like, I go to Platinum Fitness, it just be like, man, I don't know. Why the fuck I'm here? Like, I come in this bitch like, all right, what am I about to do? Like, this shit just, I don't. It's like I'm more, when I'm at home in my backyard, in my garage working out, I know what I'm about to do with sets, all this type of shit. It just depends. I just don't fuck with the gyms. I don't fuck with it. I ain't gonna fake. I just don't fuck with it. Like then I'm paying a gym to work out in there, and I can do it. I can buy my shit, and it's forever mine, and I'm at home doing it for free.
Mm-hmm. I want some weights. I want to start, once I drop what I want to drop, then start lifting to build some muscle.
Yeah, this is important. It's important for girls to build muscle because females are upper body strength be like
mine's real weak as fuck. Oh, yeah, I can't do weak. Not nan push up. You yeah, can sit here and weak. Be like, I pay you a meal to do a push up.
Man, I know girls that's athletic and can't do a push up.
Yeah, I can't.
Upper body strength be like real crazy for females.
That's why I never became a stripper.
Listen,
she can get up on that pole.
She gotta be a flow dancer.
Yeah,
the one that just be on walking flow. Around and shit.
Uh huh. She perfect for that.
That pole, hell no.
Yeah, that up there. That's all really want
to lift. Yeah, you couldn't work at the pink.
Listen,
Clifford would have kicked your ass out.
I can spin around. I just can't go up like Mercedes.
And Mercedes is your
bitch. She was cold. I was like, damn.
I used to be like, damn, this bitch dance for real, like real
life.
She do
dance in real life.
Mm. I used to take a class, so I ain't never learned shit though.
See, I took a class to get more seductive. Yeah. To be seductive, yeah. But this whole climbing on the pole situation,
yeah. If you look. It's a, like if you look at it like that, but take it very. It's like with females. I can't speak for all females. I just can speak for females that I just be like coming across. It's just like when it comes to something physical, like it like a female lose interest in it quick. You're like, ah, fuck this shit. I ain't doing shit today. Like, and it just be like.
That's why I like working out at home, because that would be me. Fuck this shit. I ain't about to. I got about 10 minutes to give, but I know if I go to the gym, then I have to do that 30 minutes. Especially in a class. I have to give it my all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you can do it yourself. And now you paying a nigga.
I don't have the motivation to do it myself. Even though I'd much rather pay somebody.
I feel like when it's structured, it works better for me. Like when I used to go to the gym, it was a schedule. So I knew I had to get up in the morning. I knew I was paying somebody to yell at me.
Man.
So I used to go, my friend James is a trainer. Shout out to James. But he literally, me and him would fight every single day. But I got that shit done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the results. Mm-hmm. Compared to me going to the gym and like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. I would still do it. But I felt like I was lazy with it. Or I felt like, okay, I'm doing it. But I ain't really giving it my all. Compared to somebody watching you, like, okay, you need to do this better. You got to do this the right way. And I missed that part.
Yeah, see, in a class, even though Miles wasn't personal training, even though he was in a class with Phil, he'd still be watching you. Like, when I first started that class, I was in the second to last row. But as I got advanced, he used to push me into the front row. And once he pushed you in that front row, you got to go ham. You got to give it your all. And that was just cardio.
So apparently we all gotta get our health together.
Definitely. Well, you know, we in our 30s. Bobby kissing 30.
I ain't 30 yet.
But 2020, I turned 30. But shit a little different. I don't be sleepy like this. I don't remember being sleepy like this in a long time.
I'm always sleepy.
I'm tired.
I hate I don't know, I guess probably like a pet peeve or some shit. How can I say this shit? A person that sleep throughout their day.
Lazy. I don't like lazy.
That's
people.
Lazy.
Like,
just lazy. I'm saying, like, also, like, all right, like, if it's your off day or some shit, and like, damn, you just slept all day? Like, you couldn't.
See, I don't have off days. I would lounge versus sleep. Like my Saturdays, I say my Saturdays are my lazy days, where I just sit in the house, I watch TV, or I do some homework, but I'm up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sleep. My body won't allow me to just sleep like that unless I was up all morning.
That's like me. I don't feel like even on my off days, I'm not off. because I have so much going on that I can't. Maybe that's something like me to slow down.
Listen. See,
I don't like the fact that you work so much.
Who, me?
Yeah, when you always tell me about.
You still think I work a lot?
Well, not now, but like before, you was like, yeah, I'm like, what?
I know.
What the fuck is you doing? I'm like, what is you doing?
Because I kind of feel like I ain't had no choice. In a way, I feel like I have slowed down. I only say that because I don't work 6 and 7 days consistently no more. Mm-hmm. I literally just work 5 days. I do what I gotta do as far as my business and school it. So it's like I'm still busy, but not as busy because I did used to be doing the most. And people are like, you do too much. You work too much. Well, bitch, pay my bills. Right.
Yeah.
Pay my bills.
But I feel like the plan is to work less as possible and get paid as much as possible. I don't want to work.
Work smarter,
not harder. Yeah, I don't want to work hella hours to get all this money.
Yeah.
I want to come in, like, if I'm working for somebody, even though I ain't trying to be doing that no, but if I'm working for somebody, I'm trying to come in for 5 hours, and just that 5 hours in that day, that wouldn't pay, like, $500. Mm-hmm. Like, shit like
but
that.
These
like,
jobs, they don't try to pay shit. Mm-hmm. They really don't be trying to pay shit. Like, I remember a couple years ago, I'm putting on Facebook, like, I want to find a job where I make $15-$16 an hour. Found that job, and it still felt like it wasn't enough. They don't pay.
You know how much, you don't realize how much stuff you accumulate just by even working and then still having to pay bills and having to take care of 1,000 things.
Everything.
Even though, like, we make a good amount of money. But when
you think we make a good amount?
We ain't making minimum wage. I'm just saying, like, it's not like we making a small amount of money. It's like you make a good amount of money, but your bills equal the same amount of money that you making.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so it makes a difference. Like, we don't get paid shitty. Like, we don't get paid shitty. It's just like you got bills, and so that's where that comes from.
That shit adds up. I be adding my shit up every month.
Listen, I guess I'm gonna be still working right now.
Kind of thing like that too. Like, I get paid shitty and shit like that. But then I was like, all right, if like, for sure, I should be getting paid more. But like, I become more disciplined with my money. I see money. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm not about to do it. If it's not a bill or some shit that's not needed, I'm not doing it. And then I'll be seeing money stack. But I'll be so much as just, like, I have other ways of income. So, it like, I'll be at the point I just be, like, just doing shit. I just be doing shit. I'll be, like, you know, some days I'll be like, man, I ain't spending shit like that. Then it'd be Monday. I ain't spending a dollar. Hell no, fuck that shit. It's Wednesday. I'm just happy you finally said it.
Me and Lila was having a conversation about you. And I ain't gonna put it on here. But, bro, after this, we coming for you.
What?
We coming for you. We'll wait. So, what was your New Year's resolution? Just to...
Can't really have any.
Oh, yeah. For all these females out here that like real shit, that like I'm being very like serious when I say this shit. Me and my niggas, we trying to fuck. Me and my niggas, like, we trying to fuck. Me and my niggas, we trying to fuck.
What was your New Year's resolution? Not necessarily.
To just be consistent. And whatever it is I'm trying to do to be a better me, to be a better mother, a better friend, a better daughter, a better business person. Just be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that you connected to, be better in.
Yes. Right, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be praying for shit like that.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's just to stay focused.
That's
and I am. I'm going to really try to slow down. I said I'm going to try. Keyword is try.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make it happen. Yeah, I can say that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, what is he do? You be doing random stuff.
I had to put what's in my tattoo.
What you put on there? Oh, okay.
Shout out to your tattoo man. What's your tattoo man name?
Instagram, Spence Tats.
He got like 1,000 tattoos on him right now. And he ashy all over, so he got a lot of work to do.
No, this is my most recent tattoo. I had to, you know.
You lost count. You know how many you got?
No, I don't know how many I got.
Me either. I don't know how many either. I ain't even got that.
My baby, you got what, 3?
I got 9.
You do?
Yes.
Where they at?
All over.
Okay, sis.
I have 9.
You do? No, like dead ass.
Dead ass. I have 9.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Damn, she know my body more than she know hers. I got 9. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't even say that.
Oh, speaking of, I know her body and shit. Tell Dad about this prank. Did you see what she put up on Instagram?
So, for people on Instagram, let me tell y'all something. This comes a time in people's lives when, like, we getting older. So, you, friends come and go, and I have a lot of friends come, and I have to chalk them. Bye, deuces, whatever.
We left them in 2020?
I left them in 2020. I left them in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2000.
1991. I left one
bald-headed
hoe in
2020. But no, like, for real. Me and Leela be together all the time. All the time. And I'm getting so tired. This, boom, what we leaving in 2020? Let me tell y'all what we leaving in 2020. This is my best friend. And sometimes y'all dudes get in y'all feelings. Some women get in y'all feelings. Everybody get in their feelings. But guess what? She ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I'm getting so tired of people like, oh, well, you can spend time with your friends. Or you can do this or you can do that. I spend time with who that I want to spend time with.
But the crazy thing is,
it's a killer.
I don't even see Bobby a lot. We talk a lot day in, day out. But sometimes we don't see each other all the time as much as people think
we do. But the we fact, just the fact, neighbors.
The fact that just people be like, that you, why are you watching my life like that?
Yeah,
like, why is that?
You know how many times they asked me and Bobby was in a committed relationship?
Like, that shit irritates
me. I know we look good together, but we ain't together.
No.
She got her own situationships and stuff.
They motherfuckers that hit you with people make time for the things.
And you ain't somebody. Thank you. So let's leave that in 2020. Don't tell me what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, and how I'm doing it. Worry about yourself and worry about why I'm not doing it with you. Because I'm not the fucking problem. Apparently, you are. Don't worry about who I'm coming. Like, for real, I hate that. Like, a dude just said that to me not too long ago. Oh, well, you always with her. I'm always with her, and I would never be with you. So don't worry about it. That is so irritating. But yesterday, I did on Instagram put
said we was coming
that
out.
Me and Leela was finally coming out the closet. And it's so funny. We ain't together. That ain't it. But how many people was in my DMs thinking that that shit was real? Like, finally, I knew it. Like, this whole time, I've been trying to talk to you, but you sitting here talking. If you like girls.
The fact that a man is saying shit like that shit and he blows like, me.
If you like girls, just say it. Blocked.
Listen. Blocked. Leela, I like girls. I love my best friend. But we would never be a couple.
This ain't that.
No, this ain't
that.
And
that ain't this. That's Brandon's quote. Brandon, I'm going to shout you out. This ain't that. And that ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
That's a shout out to whoever that is. That's Jeezy quote. Jeezy said that.
Yeah. I'm not attracted to my friends at all. No fashion shape before. I never looked at any of my friends and been like, damn.
People say that though. Like, why do you care about when people say that shit? It be straight. Oh yeah, it's you talk. Like, bitch, find some life to live. Mm-hmm. Like, the fuck you worried about who I don't worry about that.
Yes. But I feel like best friends could be soulmates, and I find my soulmate as in a friend.
It's okay. We're going to be old lady gang together, and then we're going to have the Don pushing him in his wheelchair. You're going to need it because
you and your niggas, so I'm for sure. Trying to
foot. His legs ain't going to work.
I drink tequila, so I'm for sure going to be active for a long time.
How you know tequila make you active?
See, you don't drink tequila, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't, and I ain't.
And Four Locos will fuck you up.
What were we talking about Four Locos yesterday?
Yeah, we was.
Yeah, you gotta have some.
I've never had one.
No, I had one when I was like, before we was able to drink.
Nigga, you only, what, 22?
Nigga, how old is you, 30?
No.
Yes, you are. 30. You are 30.
I'm wise.
You 30.
I'm wise.
30.
I'm wise.
30. They was fucking 90 kids. 1990. I'm not nowhere near that.
So you French kissing that motherfucker.
But I ain't there yet. You know what? I don't got time for y'all no more. So, you know, let me just give y'all some plugins really quick. If you're not already, please do like, follow, share us. Tell everybody you know, your mama, your grandma, your auntie, your cousin, your neighbor across the street named Bill, about Ain't Shit Sweet Podcast. We're finally on YouTube. That's under Ain't Shit Sweet Podcast also. We everywhere, and we will be everywhere. And in 2021, we are going everywhere. Check us out. Follow us. It's Thick Girl Walking.
Layla B.
Curly on the Don.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to episode 2. Make sure you tap in each and every Monday as we will be dropping new episodes for you. Also, be sure to follow us on all our platforms at Instagram, AnxiousSweet_pod, YouTube, Anxious Sweet Podcast, and now on Twitter, a.shitsweetpodcast. You can also find us on all podcast platforms.